I'm prepared as a matter of faith to accept that life begins at the moment of conception. But that is my judgment. For me to impose that judgment on everyone else is inappropriate in a pluralistic society.
I can do my part doing things like working really, really hard to get a natural gas pipeline and pray about that also. I think God's will has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gas line built. So pray for that.
The God that Dawkins and Hitchens and Sam Harris reject is not the God of the seeker-sensitive, user-friendly theological model. That God doesn't worry them at all. The God they worry about is the God of the Bible.
Well, did you see the headline in the weekend's paper? New anti-abortion group looks to endorse candidates. It's about another anti-abortion group that has started up because some of the candidates who are pro-life are disgruntled, apparently, with Missouri Right to Life. We're going to be talking about that in the first part of this hour of Issues Etc. with Pam Fichter, president of Missouri Right to Life. It's Monday, September the 15th. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. In about 10 minutes, we'll continue our series with Pastor Peter Bender on the Apostles' Creed. Today, we'll talk about God the Son. If you look at that ancient creed, the better part of it, the bulk of it, the majority of the words there have to do with the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And there's good reason. It's the heart of the Christian faith. We'll talk about that and begin a conversation on God the Son with Pastor Peter Bender in a little bit here on Issues Etc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or 1-877-623-MYIE. Earlier this afternoon, I spoke with Pam Fichter of Missouri Right to Life about the story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and about the new anti-abortion group that is looking to endorse candidates. We began by, a quote from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch story. The influence of Missouri Right to Life has greatly diminished. They're misleading the pro-life public. In my opinion, they've become a fringe group, says Majority Floor Leader Steve Tilley, a Republican from Perryville. I asked Pam for her response.
Well, it's very outrageous and very disappointing that we have the leadership of the Republican Party coming after Missouri Right to Life for doing our job. What we've done is every year we report the voting records of the legislators on the issues that Missouri Right to Life, on the legislation that Missouri Right to Life has taken a position on. We do not base endorsements on one-year voting records. Our endorsements are based on 4 years of voting records, along with other information such as who else endorses candidates. We follow the money trail, who is giving money to them. We look at a variety of things, but it's a four-year voting record that plays a very large role in our endorsements, not a one-year legislative record. But it's particularly interesting that Mr. Tilley from Perryville, who's that's the 106th district, the majority floor leader, we're putting together a report right now that to report to our membership on which legislators are receiving large donations from the cloning interests. And it looks like Representative Tilley has received some major donations from pro-cloning groups. So I think, you know, for him to say that we've lost credibility when he's receiving money from the cloning industry, smacks of a great conflict here.
So what basically is the, if it's a misunderstanding, if it's a conflict here between Missouri Right to Life and otherwise pro-life legislators in Missouri? What's the real bone of contention here?
Well, you have to keep in mind that, unfortunately, we have a governor that supports human cloning, that supports embryonic stem cell research, and supported Amendment 2. And we have leadership in Jefferson City that's been very torn between their allegiance to their professed pro-life principles or their allegiance to their governor. And that has created a great amount of tension in Jefferson City over the last few years, and particularly since Amendment 2. And it's not just with Missouri Right to Life. The position that Missouri Right to Life has taken on pro-life legislation over the last number of years, positions that have been shared by other pro-life groups. We are taking the heat on this because we're the only pro-life group that's been lobbying in Jefferson City that also does endorsements. We have a political action committee. We're the only pro-life group that does. And so we have to take a position and recommend to our members and others who look to Missouri Right to Life on which legislators are take a pro-life position consistently on all of the pro-life issues as they are dealing with them in the legislature. So, you know, when you have to take the lead on something, I guess you draw the fire. And so that's what's happening now. We have legislators who, because of their votes, particularly the last 2 years, they voted on the MOHELA bill, on the Missouri Technology Corporation, and funding the Life Science Research Trust Fund. All of those were in 2007. And this year, they funded the Life Science Research Trust Fund. And all of this legislation opened the door to unlimited taxpayer funding of human cloning research and embryonic stem cell research. We've explained our position, again, which is shared by other pro-life groups, on our website at MissouriLife.org, and also we have the legislative scorecards on that website. So we're being attacked, again, because we do endorsements, and they don't like the results of their actions, basically.
The bill that the press piece in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch focused on was the funding for the Life Science Research Trust Fund. You said that this opens the door to fund embryonic stem cell research in Missouri. How so?
Well, the Life Science Research Trust Fund was set up with the tobacco settlement money of, I think it was back in 2003. I'd have to look at the date. But anyway, that was set up to use that tobacco settlement money to do research on human health. So if you fund that and restrict it, then under Amendment 2, which means that which states in three different sections, which is now part of the Missouri Constitution, you cannot make restrictions not allowing that money to go towards embryonic stem cell research and human cloning. In 2007, the legislature funded the Life Science Research Trust Fund with millions of dollars of taxpayer money and restricted it to plant and animal science. But that restriction is unconstitutional, in our opinion and the opinion of other pro-life groups, based on Amendment 2. This year, we suggested that if they wanted to fund plant and animal science research, that they do it through the Department of Agriculture. The legislature didn't do that, and they again funded the Life Science Research Trust Fund, and they even expanded from plant and animal science into human research. And again, under Amendment 2, this opens the door for taxpayer funding of this unethical research.
So finally, Pam, how does Missouri Right to Life differ from the new anti-abortion group Missourians United for Life?
Well, I don't really know a whole lot about them. It's a very new organization, so you know, I know Ed Martin well, and waiting to see what they are doing. They don't seem to take into consideration the voting records when they made endorsements, based on the endorsements that they made this year. I do want to correct, if I could, the article that appeared in the Post-Dispatch also gave percentages of legislators based on one-year voting records. And again, we don't do that. What we do is we look at their four-year voting records, and I wanted to correct what was printed in the paper. For example, Jim Lemke's rating from Missouri Right to Life is pro-life. Jane Cunningham was rated mixed. And again, that's because of the votes the last couple of years, but the overall four-year voting record. Sam Page was rated anti-life, as was Maida Coleman. For Lemke, Cunningham, and Page, these are the ratings for the upcoming elections, and Maida Coleman is not running, but the last time she was rated by Missouri Right to Life, she was rated anti-life.
Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life. You'll find a direct link to Missouri Right to Life under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Pam, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
I guess what we're really seeing here is kind of the separation of the men from the boys, who is pro-life from top to bottom, who thinks the issue through all the way through to the embryo, perhaps frozen in vitro someplace, and who are simply thinking in more simplistic terms about it. We'll wait and see what happens. Tomorrow on the program, 3rd century bishop and martyr Cyprian of Carthage with Pastor Will Whedon. And then we'll begin a 4-part series with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt tomorrow on the solas of the Reformation: grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, and Christ alone. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, you do not want to miss that. It's tomorrow on Issues, etc. Coming up after this break, Pastor Peter Bender is going to join us. We began a series with him on the Apostles' Creed. We did God the Father before. We move on to God the Son. So why is it that more than half of the lines of the famous and ancient Apostles' Creed deal with the second person of the Trinity, with what he did, and really with the facts of what he did? Very little in there about feeling or about our subjective response to him, simply the facts of what he did for us and for our salvation, to borrow a phrase from a different creed. Well, it's because it's the heart of the Christian faith. And to get God the Son right is to get the Father right and the Holy Spirit right, and to get God the Son wrong is to have neither the Father nor the Spirit. So we come to the very heart of the Christian faith in our series on the Apostles' Creed after this break with Pastor Peter Bender, and we'll deal with God the Son, who he is, who he isn't, and most importantly, what has he done for you, what he has done for me. Stay tuned. More Issues, etc. right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Have you been hungering for a richer life of prayer and meditation on God's Word? Well, Concordia Publishing House is pleased to bring you Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's coming in October. To experience Treasury of Daily Prayer, click the book cover on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can order an advance copy of Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey, iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues, Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues, Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
Will your church be one of the Issues, Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, Etc. 300.